Yeah, you thought the great one was pissed off last time. You ain't seen anything yet. I fucking had it. Just all the way around. I'm still pissed off about the thing we're not even talking about today. I'm sorry, I know. You girls think that I'm fucking... No, there's a reason why women shouldn't be allowed in the workplace. Okay, there's a fucking reason. And it's called you. We'll do this next time. There's this woman who's talking about how, well, we can't have meritocracy in the workplace. We need to have diversity because that's better. And we need to pay people for hiring other people based on their skin color. And the housing bubble and all this other stuff was caused by testosterone. You know what? Shut the fuck up, woman. Shut your fucking mouth. I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done. I have hit my fucking limit. Limit break. But no, that's not what we're talking about today, because today, oh, we're going to talk about your fucking birth control. You fucking goddamn fucking worthless ass fucking bitches. You're fucking strong and independent, but my God, if you're not getting your free fucking birth control, it's the end of the fucking world. Holy fucking shitballs. Alright girls, here we go. Here's my ball sack. Open your fucking mouth. Because I fucking absolutely fucking had it. Great one. Are you drinking a martini? You're goddamn right I'm drinking a martini. Was it made with Plymouth or is it made with Boodles? It's made with Boodles. Because I'm giving it a second shot and I have a whole bottle of Boodles and I have to force myself to drink. So it's still not as good as Plymouth. Well, great one. Why don't you do like a specialty martini? Because the great one doesn't do foo-foo drinks, that's why. No, hold on, great one. Yeah, fucking listen for a minute. Calm the fuck down. Take a deep breath. Just fucking chill. Great one. Why don't you do half Boodles and half Plymouth and see what that tastes like? All right. That's a pretty good idea. I wish I would have thought of that. I should have thought of that. That's not bad. See, that's why my listeners are the smartest people on the fucking planet Earth. Because you guys think of things like that which I don't think of. It's the 18th of October in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. You can send me email and you can tell me how fucking amazing I am. You can send that to God, dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com on the fucking interwebs. You can go to the website, take a wild guess. I bet it's cynlibsoc.com. You can type Cynical Libertarian Society into Google or DuckDuckGo, depending on your preferences. You'll fucking find me. Or just look between your girlfriend's legs. I might be there if she's hot. Okay. Rocky Mountain Collegian, the Colorado State University student newspaper, Wednesday, October the 18th. My God, it's almost like I'm doing current events. Okay. Birth control rollback. Students on CSU health insurance not impact. It's a rollback. You see, if you're not getting something for free, that's a rollback. Oh my God, we're rolling back. Listen to the linguistics. Once as I read everything to you today, I got two news pieces. News, fake news, and an op-ed piece. As I read all of this, listen to the languaging. Listen to the linguistics. Listen to the subtle. I don't have to tell you guys this. You're smarter than the average bear. Okay, here we go. In early October, the Trump administration moved to expand the rights of employers to deny women insurance coverage for contraception in the name of religious freedom. Again, listen to the language. Move for the right for them to deny women. Oh, women are being denied. The original Affordable Care Act mandate, which didn't make healthcare affordable, was intended to remove cost barriers by requiring all employers to provide their employees with insurance plans with no copay birth control. If you're a woman. Now, if you're a man, does your health insurance cover condoms? Probably not. Can you get a vasectomy? Probably not. This is a benefit. This is something free given specifically to women. This is gender discrimination. According to a study commissioned by the Obama administration, which couldn't possibly be biased, more than 55 million women gained access to no-cost contraceptive due to the mandate. Okay, 55 million women got access to free birth control. Remember, free means someone else is paying for it. So 55 million women got other people to pay for their birth control. Zero men got other people to pay for their birth control. The Trump administration's rollback of this mandate sparked controversy nationally. Yes, among parasites. Normal people don't really give a shit. CSU students enrolled in six or more residential instruction credits are required to have some form of health care, either through the university's plan or through private insurers, such as their parents' plans. That's interesting to me that if you're going to college, you can be required to have health insurance. That's convenient for the health insurance corporations. The 2017-2018 CSU Student Health Insurance Plan covers all 18 FDA-approved methods of contraception without cost sharing, as is required by federal and state law. Wow, women have 18 different FDA-approved means to not have children, and yet women still accidentally get pregnant. And they don't even have to pay for this. And yet they still, 18 different methodologies for free to avoid getting pregnant. And yet women still accidentally get pregnant. The health center provides only one method to students. According to CSU Health Network's Executive Director, Amy Hudgens, this will not be impacted by any changes in the ACA. Only one method. So there's 18 FDA-approved methods, but the health center only provides one of them. I wonder which one that would be. I wonder if it would be birth control pills. Once again, guys, the obsession with the birth control pills. The obsession with taking the pill. The obsession with putting hormones in your body and fucking your body up. The obsession with the birth control pill. What about the other 17 forms of FDA approved? It's approved by the government. The FDA approved methods of contraception. You have permission from the government to use all of those forms of contraception. Why is the left-wing state a social justice warrior-operated Colorado State University only providing one of them? You'll also notice they don't actually specify which one it is. We know which one it is. It is the birth control pill. But why don't they specify that? The student health plan, quote, "The student health plan is designed to meet the health needs of our student population, and women's health and contraceptives will remain a fundamental priority," unquote, Hudgens said, unless, of course, these women are raped by Muslims. In that case, it's not actually rape. Or if they're molested by Harvey Weinstein or Weinstein or Harry, whoever the fuck he is, in which case it's not actually molestation. Or unless they're giving a blowjob to Bill Clinton and they work for Bill Clinton, in which case it's not really sexual harassment in the workplace. Additionally, the health center's women's clinic, because the women have to have their own fucking clinic, because remember, there's no difference between men and women, but the women have to have their own clinic. Additionally, the health center's women's clinic provides birth control counseling. Counseling! You need counseling to not get pregnant. Why do you need... How? What? What kind of counseling is involved in not getting pregnant? What the fuck is that? Well, if you don't want to get pregnant, you have to take the birth control pills. Well, but when I was young, my mommy abused me and my daddy was an alcoholic, and I'm really traumatized when I take my birth control pills and my feelings. Well, okay, let's talk to the birth control pills and see how they feel about it, and let's see if we can come to a mutual understanding between the two of you that will create synergy and allow us to achieve a 1+1=3 resolution, and that would be very HubSpotty, wouldn't it? What is birth control counseling? Once again, you women are so fucking intellectually and emotionally fucking weak and stunted and retarded that you have to go to counseling to get to figure out birth control. You take the fucking pill. You know the pill you got for free? You get other people paid for it? Those pills you get that don't cost you anything, but they cost me something, even though I'm not shooting cum inside of you? You take the fucking pill out of the package, you put it in your mouth, and you swallow it. You do that once a day. Why do you need counseling? What in the fuck? How do you think you should be allowed to have a job? Why do you think you should be voting? You need to be counseled to take a fucking birth control pill. Additionally, the health center's women's clinic provides birth control counseling and provision, including implantation, insertion and removal, IUD, insertion and removal, oral contraceptives, that means swallowing it instead of spitting, diaphragm fittings, and the Depo-Provera shot. Ha! Words. Words were created by the patriarchy to oppress women. Okay, hold on. See, I'm very confused here. The health center provides only one method of birth control, but the health center's women's clinic provides provisioning, including implantations, IUDs, oral, diaphragm, and depo. That's five. Do you provide only one form of birth control or five forms of birth control? Which is it? This is written by a woman, of course, Natalia Sperry. Math. Math was created by the patriarchy to oppress women. However, students not on CSU's health plan insurance could still be impacted in the case that their employers or the employers of their parental guardians, we can't call them parents anymore, their parental guardians, participate in the rollback. According to CSU alumni and senior policy political director for Planned Parenthood of the Rocky, hold on, I gotta flip the fucking page because we can't put everything on one fucking page because we gotta make room for advertisements. Because this isn't fake news. Mountains Ashley Wieland. All right, hold on. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains Ashley. So the Planned Parenthood bitch is talking about, oh my God, you could lose all your birth control. You could die. You could be raped by white men. Now, if you're raped by Muslims, that's okay. But oh, the sky is falling. Quote, like many who advocate and work to increase access to reproductive health care, especially birth control, that empowers women, we are really concerned as to how this could impact people's ability to choose, unquote, Wieland said. Okay, not having other people pay for things you want It's impacting my ability to choose. Okay, the fact that you people out there are not willing to just pay for any automobile I want to purchase, you're impacting my ability to choose. I like how, too, how reproductive health care and birth control are the same fucking thing. This is fascinating. Just because you can have choices without the things you're choosing among being provided to you for free. Just because you're not getting free stuff doesn't mean your choices have been taken away. Your choices are still there. You could choose to spend money on birth control instead of the other things that college bimbos spend money on, right? I see the college bimbos riding nice bicycles. I see them wearing nice clothes. I see the piercings. I see the tattoos. I see them at the fucking hair salon. What if you spent money instead of on tattoos and piercings and getting your hair done? What if you spent the money on your birth control? Under the new action, employers who are opposed to birth control for religious reasons. Notice the harping on the religious reasons. And sure, maybe that's it. But, I mean, if I was an employer and this came up, I would be like, no, I'm not paying for birth control either. My religion would be capitalism. Because I'm not fucking paying for your birth control. Under the new action, employers who are opposed to birth control for religious reasons can opt out of the previous mandate. According to Wieland, who is of course completely unbiased, you know, she works for Planned Parenthood, who makes money selling little aborted baby parts and gets shit tons of funding to put women on birth control pills, so she couldn't possibly be biased. No bias here whatsoever. According to Wieland, this could mean high cost for contraceptives. Oh my God, people with vaginas might have to pay for their own contraceptives. We can't have that. Oh, that would be terrible. That would be a throwback to the patriarchy days. Two of the most popular methods, pills and IUDs, would be more expensive, with oral contraceptives rising to about $50 monthly. And IUDs costing upwards of $800 up front. Whoa, $50 a month for your birth control pills. Oh my God, think how that would cut into your budget for travel. I like to travel. And I'm going on spring break. And I'm going to the bar downtown to get drunk. And I'm going to get another tattoo. And I went shopping today. Oh my God, look at these shoes I bought. They were on sale. I got 3 pairs for $30 each. Oh my God, they were on sale. Sorry, sweetie. Everybody has to prioritize their budget. If birth control pills are so fucking important to you, maybe you could buy one less pair of shoes. Quote, the ACA included this mandate because every person who needs contraceptives should be able to decide what is the best method for them, unquote, Whelan said. Yes, you can still decide what the best method for you is. You just have to pay for it. No one's telling you you can't decide what the best method of contraceptive is for you. You just have to fucking pay for it. I can decide what is the best restaurant for me to go to. I can decide what is the best gin for me to make martinis with. I can decide what's the best microphone to buy for podcasting. And I have to pay for these things myself. This whole thing where you fucking women think that you should get free birth control just because there's a hole between your legs. This is why you are inferior. This is why you should not be allowed to have a job. This is why you should not be allowed to vote. This is why you should not be allowed to own property. You are property. You cannot provide the most basic fucking functions for yourself in your own life. Shut the fuck up about being strong and independent. Shut up about being equal. I have fucking had it with you. I fucking had it with you. According to Wieland, who just can't shut the fuck up, hundreds of thousands of women could lose access to birth control under the new policy. Okay, wrong on two counts, and we'll get to the second one later. They're not going to lose access to birth control. They're just going to have to fucking pay for it themselves. Nobody is paying for... I don't receive food stamps, but I haven't lost access to food. This shit where if you have a vagina and you're not getting free stuff, you've lost access. No. You still have access. You just have to fucking stop being a parasite and carry your own fucking weight. Christy Coomer, another stupid socialist cunt, assistant director of educational programs at CSU's Women's and Gender Advocacy Center, said women are not the only ones that could be impacted by this rollback. Remember I hear the rollback, it makes me think of the Walmart commercial where the little bouncy fucking smiley face goes around and rolls back the prices. We're rolling them back. Roll them on back, y'all. All right, here we go. This is glorious. Hold on, I got to drink martini before I go into this glory. I need a fucking sip of fucking gin. Say, great one. How are you doing? I'm doing all right. God damn it, it's Wednesday. I got to lift weights today. Fuck. Actually, I can't. First of all, I don't have time. Second of all, I'm drunk. Last time I tried lifting weights drunk, it was not good. It was not pretty. You know, maybe these women who need all this free birth control, maybe if they had a life, maybe if they're doing things, because I have been mostly free of the theater and event world for a week and a half now. But I have been so fucking busy doing things that I have had no time to even chase girls, much less catch one, much less fuck one. What are you girls doing that you're spending so much time fucking and running the risk of getting pregnant? Don't you have any homework? Do you have any hobbies? Do you have a job? I mean, why don't you do... I haven't... Even if I had the girl I was actually fucking, I haven't had time to fuck. Okay, here we go. We're quoting Christy Coomer. She's the assistant director. Because, you know, the director of the educational programs at CSU's Women and Gender Advocacy Center was so busy that that director needed an assistant director. Okay, quote, "This is much more than an attack on women. It's an attack, potentially, on minoritized populations like trans and gender non-conforming folks. It's also a class issue. There are people who need access to these who are not cisgender women," unquote. So you see, men who think they're women also need birth control pills and IUDs and diaphragms because they might also get pregnant. And these are the same people who claim they believe in science. Okay, a man wearing a dress does not need birth control pills in order to avoid becoming pregnant. Science. I have a cock. I can put on a dress right now, and I promise you there's still no way in hell I am going to get pregnant. I don't need birth control pills just because I can't figure out if I'm a boy or a girl. Western civilization is dead, guys. This is why there's all of this. We're gonna Captain Save-A-Ho, Western civilization. No, you're not. You're not. It's gone. It's gone. These are the people who are fucking teaching your children. It's over with. It's done. Likewise, common hormonal contraceptive methods such as pills and implants have medical uses beyond standard birth control, such as treatment for endometriosis, whichever, polycystic ovary cancer, menstrual migraines, menopause. Okay, and that's fine. And if the doctor is prescribing it to a woman for one of those reasons, he's not prescribing it for birth control, he's prescribing it as, what's the word I'm looking for? As treatment for a specific medical condition. Legally speaking, that takes it out of the realm of birth control. Nice try, stupid bitch. Now, somebody might say, oh, but it's still a birth control pill, so they could refuse it. Okay, once again, this is simple. The pharmaceutical companies do this all the time. They take the same pill, they take the exact same ingredients, they change the name, and they market it for a different thing. All the fucking pharmaceutical corporations, remember that you hate the corporations, you feminists, right? Corporations are evil. The pharmaceutical corporations just take the birth control pill, and they rename it anti-menstrual migraine, and now it's not birth control, it's a anti-menstrual migraine medication. And the fucking pharmaceutical corporation can charge even more for it because you dumbasses won't know the fucking difference. Quote, looking at this issue holistically, 58% of women who use oral contraceptives are using contraceptives for additional forms of wellness, unquote, Kumar said. Citation needed, sweetheart. No, they're not. 58% of women on birth control pills are not using them for some kind of medicinal reasons in addition to birth control. That is simply not true. Elizabeth Hart, a senior biological science major and campaign coordinator. Of course she is. I'm an activist. Campaign coordinator for the Population Connection Action Fund's Fight for Her campaign. I can't make this up, guys. The Population Connection Action Fund's Fight for Her campaign said access to birth control is a reproductive right. No, it's not a fucking right. Just because you want something doesn't mean it's a fucking right. You fucking dumb fucking people out there, it's a right. I have a right. No, you don't have a fucking right. You don't even know what a right is. Shut up about your fucking rights. Quote, we are all affected. No, we are not. I am not affected. Normal people are not affected. Okay? We are not all affected. Stop trying to lump me in with you fucking inferior pieces of garbage. Quote, we are all affected by domestic attacks on reproductive rights. Millions of women rely on birth control because they can't keep their legs together. And it needs to be affordable. Okay, look. Millions of people rely on automobiles. Automobiles should be affordable. Millions of people rely on housing. Housing should be affordable. We should all get free cars and free houses because millions of people rely on those things. Sweetie, you do not need birth control to remain alive. You do not rely on this. You are just a spoiled little fucking cunt. Millions of women rely on birth control, and once again, millions of women fuck men. You know, we don't give a flying fuck about men, but there's women. Women need this. It better be free, because women need it. Millions of women rely on birth control, and it needs to be affordable. It's basic health care. No, it's not basic health care. This is an attack on reproductive rights. No, it's not. It's just people like me are tired of paying for your fucking birth control pills. Why can't you pay for your own fucking birth control pills? You're strong, you're independent, you have a job, you're majoring in the liberal arts, you're the smartest generation ever, you're going to change the fucking world, you're a goddamn millennial, you think you're the fucking bee's knees. Why can't you pay $50 a fucking month for your own fucking birth control? Quote continues, this is an attack on reproductive rights. No, it is not. It is you, every, the right, it's right, reproductive rights. Pay for your own fucking shit, you stupid cunt. Under the mask of religious freedoms, it's not a separation of church and state. I wonder what would happen if a Muslim organization didn't want to pay for birth control. Do you think liberals and social justice warriors and left-wing statists and little fucking college bimbos, do you think they'd be all fucking worked up into a froth if some Muslim organization or some Muslim business didn't want to pay for birth control? Remember, guys, it's not rape if a Muslim does it. This is important to always keep in mind. All right, and blah, 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 blah. Well, we're back to Wieland. Okay, quote, get involved. Be advocates. Push back, Wieland said. We are standing up and protecting the healthcare gains we've made. Let your elected officials know that this access is important to them. Yes, yes, get involved. Be an advocate. Do all, but whatever you do, don't get a fucking job where you could earn $50 a month and pay for your own birth control. Right. Don't use any of your time to create value for other people and get paid for it and then buy your own birth control. Use your time to advocate for more government, to push back against white men who have jobs being allowed to keep the money they earn. That's what you should be doing. You need to focus your energy and effort on being a parasite. Whatever you do, don't get off your fucking worthless ass and create value for other humans. Quote, birth control is an expensive thing for a young person trying to get through and pay for school. Unquote. Wieland said, okay, if you're trying so hard to get through school, why are you fucking? What if you were studying? What if you were doing your homework? What if you got a job to pay for the school? Oh, it's so hard to go to college. Well, maybe a little bit less time riding the cock carousel, little more time studying. We serve a lot of young women from campus, and we're going to make sure we do everything we can to continue providing them with access to the health care they need. Except, of course, I promise you will not take a pay cut. You will fucking beg for more money from the government. If you're so concerned about these women getting their free fucking birth control, why don't you buy some birth control pills for them? Trump is sacrificing women's rights for religious ideologies. This is written by Spencer Reed. He is a little beta male who thinks he's going to get laid by being a femisimp. Since 2009, the birth rate among young women in Colorado has plunged more than 50%, offering would-be mothers a greater chance at building a better life before starting a family. Now, the implication, of course, is that the reason the birth rate, well, the reason, the implication is that the birth rate is going down because women are getting free birth control pills. Once again, citation needed. The Trump administration could be bringing this progress to a screeching halt because if Donald Trump doesn't pay for your birth control pills, there's no way you could possibly keep your legs together. Because remember, you women are strong and independent and it's your body and all this other stuff, but there's these cocks just mysteriously appear in your cunt and shoot come in there and you accidentally get pregnant and you can't figure out how. You must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated with a squid tentacle because you were on 19 different forms of birth control. Following his most recent policy change, the president successfully took away the Affordable Care Act's contraceptive mandate. Yes! Which had previously made it mandatory for employers to offer birth control to employees for no cost. Once again, which made it mandatory, which forced people who create jobs to give their employees free birth control. Because, of course, you know, making sure your employees don't get pregnant, well, that's the responsibility of somebody who fucking runs a business. The current presidential administration's actions contradict progress made in a number of unintended pregnancies nationwide, if I could fucking read. Abortion rates in all the United States reached an all-time low in 2014 at 14%. Well, wait a minute, I thought abortion was wonderful. Why are we saying abortion rates are at an all-time low as if this is a good thing? Abortion is wonderful. Abortion is a way of a woman, you know, declaring her independence and showing how strong and independent she is, and she can get that t-shirt that says, I'm proud of my abortion. She has a right to an abortion. Are you saying that depriving women of their right to an abortion is a good thing? I think this is terrible that abortions are at an all-time low. I think every woman should get an abortion. You shouldn't even need to be pregnant to get an abortion. You should get an abortion to celebrate how strong and independent you are. What a you-go-girl you are. I mean, that is I can't think of anything more that is more 1 + 1 = 3 than women who aren't even pregnant getting abortions just to show solidarity. I think that's where it's at. I think there should be a hashtag. Solidarity abortion. I got a solidarity abortion. I wasn't pregnant, but I got an abortion anyway to show my solidarity with feminism. This was only 3 years after the implementation of the ACA contraceptive mandate. Again, that doesn't mean that fewer abortions was caused by free birth control. The provision in the ACA has allowed 55 million American women to receive birth control, which was paid for by people who were not banging those women. But as always, we will pretend that taxation isn't theft because we are left-wing statist and Spencer Reed is a social justice warrior femisimp who thinks he's going to get laid. Trump justified jeopardizing their cost-free contraceptive methods out of concern for religious groups. And, you know, this is the thing. It would have been nice if he would have just, once again, it would have been nice if, I know those of you out there who are all into the Trump and Fuhrer and the alt-righters, I get it, you think he's the Messiah. He's not, because a true Messiah, the great one, okay, here we look. When the Great One becomes president in 2024, when I am elected, I'm not going to go up there and be like, okay, we're not going to make companies pay for birth control if they're religious. I'm going to go up there and say, no, nobody else is paying for your fucking birth control because it's theft. Religion has fuck to do with it. If you want birth control, buy your own goddamn pills. If you can't buy your own goddamn pills, keep your fucking legs together. This hiding behind religion thing. Stop hiding behind the religion and just come out and be a true fucking man. Talking to you, Donald Trump. Be a true fucking man and just say, taxation is theft. Pay for your own fucking birth control. Stop hiding behind religion. But out of concern for him, in his administrative notice on the reversal of the contraceptive mandate, they noted, Quote, the government's legitimate interest in providing contraceptive coverage do not require us to violate sincerely held religions. We do not possess interests that require us to violate sincerely held moral convictions. Blah, 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 hiding behind religion. Prior to Trump's birth control rollback, the prices at Walmart, they're still rolling back. Dude, it's going to be so cheap over there by the time all these rollbacks happen. 200 employers had opposed the ACA's contraceptive mandate in court because of their religious belief. These employers, okay, we're getting to an important part. Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. I'm going to slow down. Everybody listen. This is important, okay? Come with me. Come with me on this. Where's another thing? Fuck. I'm just throwing shit all over the fucking room. God damn it. Over here, there. Okay, hundreds of thousands of women could lose access to birth control under the new policy, according to Wieland. That's in the previous article. Okay, let me mark. All right, now, come with me. Employers opposed the contraceptive mandate. These employees represent only a fraction of the 165 million women in the country. This reveals that Trump's belittling of the contraceptive mandate is quite unrepresentative of the American people as a whole and biased towards religious practices. See, he's belittling the mandate. That's some Orwellian shit. Donald Trump is belittling the mandate. But here's what's important. Now, see, come in. 200 employers. See, these employers are only a fraction. So you see, the people who actually don't want to pay for women's birth control represent only a tiny fraction of all the employers out there. It's this tiny little fraction that doesn't want to pay for women's birth control. And yet, according to Wieland, hundreds of thousands of women are going to lose their access. So what you're saying is that hundreds of thousands of women work for these mere 200 employers who are opposed. So which is it? Is it the number of employers who don't want to pay for their employees' birth control? Is it a tiny fraction? Well, if it's only a tiny fraction, how exactly is it that hundreds of thousands of women are going to lose their free birth control? I know, math, it's oppression, it's patriarchy, it's a social construct, I get it. All right, lawsuits are flying, blah, 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 we knew that, blah, 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 I'm losing my patience with this stupidity. Okay, the reverse. Okay, the reversal of the contraceptive mandate will almost certainly have detrimental effects on unplanned pregnancies and an especially large impact in the poorest areas of the country. Wait. In the poorest areas of the country, aren't they poor because they don't have jobs? If your health care is through your job, wait, to have the health care, you have to have a job to pay for the health care. So why are you poor? We just had 8 years of Obama, right? There's a minimum wage. Everything is perfect. Why are there any poor people? I thought Obama was going to eliminate poor people. And more importantly, why is it poor people are so disadvantaged when it comes to not getting pregnant? Is there something like when you're a woman and you're poor, do your legs like spring apart more often than women who aren't poor? Do your legs like naturally come apart and like dicks just fall right into your cunts or something? Why is it so hard for poor people to not get pregnant? all of this is very thinly disguised redistribution of wealth. It's transferring money from heterosexual white men who have jobs to unemployed women. And it's transferring money from heterosexual white men who have jobs to pharmaceutical corporations via the insurance corporations. It is simply the redistribution of wealth. All right, from the Associated Press. In a 1-2 punch elating religious conservatives, President Donald Trump's administration is allowing more employers to opt out of no-cost birth control for workers and issuing sweeping religious freedom directions that could override many anti-discrimination protections for LGBT people and others. Oh my God. At a time when Trump finds himself embattled on many fronts, yes, Donald Trump, he's being attacked. The Russians are attacking. The British are attacking. The fucking Americans are sweeping in through France. Poor Adolf Trump, he's being attacked from every fucking side. The two directives, issued almost simultaneously on Friday, demonstrated the president's eagerness to retain the loyalty of social conservatives who make up a key part of his base. Leaders of that constituency were exalted. That word that I can't fucking say. They were happy. Well, notice whenever liberal Democrat politicians suck up to their voters, it's never presented as something evil. Blah, blah, blah. Don't care. Liberal advocacy groups, including those supporting LGBT and reproductive rights, were outraged. Quote, the Trump administration is saying to employers, if you want to discriminate, we have your back, said Fatima Goss Graves, president of National Women's Law Center. No, he's saying that if you don't want to pay for other people's birth control, you don't have to. Once again, what God, just over and over, like a broken fucking record, it is not other people's responsibility to pay for your fucking birth control, you dumb fucking whores. Shut the fuck up about being equal. Shut up about being independent. Shut up about being strong, okay? If you can't pay for your own fucking birth control, you're not strong and independent, you're not equal. Shut the fuck up. Her organization is among several that are planning to challenge the birth control rollback in court, rolling back those prices at Walmart. I wonder how much money she'll get paid to go into a courtroom and challenge this. I mean, do you think she's doing this for free? Do you? Do you think she's working for free? The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit less than 3 hours after the rules were issued. Yes, because they have no fucking purpose in life. Quote, the Trump administration is forcing women to pay for their bosses' religious beliefs, unquote, said ACLU senior staff attorney Bridget Amiri, another fucking woman. No, he's forcing women to pay for their own birth control. They're not paying for their bosses' religious beliefs. That women aren't having to buy a cross to hang on their boss's fucking wall. They're not having to give their boss women to donate women. Give their boss money to donate to their boss's church. They're not paying for their boss's religion. They're paying for their own birth control. Quote, we're filing this lawsuit because the federal government cannot authorize discrimination against women in the name of religion or otherwise, unquote. No, you're filing this lawsuit because this is what you make money doing. The Democratic Attorney General of California and Massachusetts filed similar suits later Friday. No surprise there. Both directors have been in work for months, blah, blah, blah. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Great day for religious freedom, blah, blah, blah. But Joe D. Winterhoff, of the Human Rights Campaign, a national LGBT rights group. I like how the LGBTers try to fucking call themselves human. It's human rights. No, honey. Humans can figure out if they're a boy or a girl. Okay? So if you're an LGBT gay fucking KKKer, you're not human. Joe D. Winterhoff of the Human Rights Campaign, a national LGBT rights group, depicted the two directives as, quote, an all-out assault on women, LGBT people, and others, as the administration fulfilled a wish list of the religious right. Blah, blah, blah. You don't have to pay for other birth control. Blah, blah, blah. Nancy Pelosi said the rollback, we're rolling back them prices, was despicable. Quote, this administration's contempt for women reaches a new low with this appalling decision to enable employers and health plans to deny women's basic coverage for contraception, unquote, Nancy Pelosi said. Once again, how many times? Buying your own birth control is not like being put into a fucking concentration camp. You women, you can't fucking do anything for yourselves, can you? You can't even provide your own fucking birth control. You are the most spoiled, helpless animals that have ever lived in the history of the fucking cosmos. Blah, blah, blah. Republicans praised this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since contraception became a covered preventative benefit, the share of female employees paying with their own money for birth control has plunged to 3%, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. 97% of female employees across the entire United States have been getting, quote unquote, free birth control, meaning, of course, birth control that I paid for, I and other white men with jobs. And now, oh, we're just gonna whine and fucking go crazy and lose our minds. I still haven't figured out how this affects the fucking LGBT KKK community. Girls, it's time for you to fucking man up and pay your own fucking way through life. It's time for you to be strong and independent like you claim you are, because we are fucking tired of carrying you around. Stop being a parasite and grow up.